arrested, according to police. A police official called the scene.
A year and a half of debate by city council members on exactly what to do with the rent ordinance right now.
And special prizes awarded in Baby Show.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi. It is time now for a very popular segment of this show, and we're going to play this game with someone for the very first time. The always exciting Kate James is in studio.
And I'm excited as well.
You should be, because this, when you are asked to play the fake headline game, it's like being asked to stand in front of Oz himself and just enjoy in the abundance of life.
Exactly. I'm getting my queen wave going.
Very nice.
Yes.
Look at you. Wow.
Look at me.
All right. So the fake headline game, for those of you who don't know how this works, and you should at this point if you're a listener of the program, this comes from the book Headlines, 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 written by Neil Patrick Stewart. I actually grabbed this book at the museum down in Washington a year ago, and it's made for a lot of great material on the show. Here's how it works. These are, for the most part, headlines that have appeared in major American newspapers. Two of them will be real. One will be fake. It is your job to tell me which one of the three headlines is fictitious.
Okay.
You got it?
Mm-hmm.
You're excited?
I am.
You're confident?
I'm confident.
Look at you. All right. Here we go. Let's see how many of these we can get through. All right. The first one. Penis-biting fish go wild as men pee in river. Number two. Fish that looks like a penis banned from textbooks. Or three. Fish swims into boy's penis. Which one is fake?
Fish swims into boy's penis.
No, that one is real.
Ouch.
The fake one is fish that looks like a penis banned from textbooks. Here we go. The real ones. Penis-biting fish go wild as men pee in river. This headline has a bit of a comic feel to it, but the real story, as reported in 2001 by South Africa's Independent Online, is deadly serious. Two New Guinea men were urinating in a river when deadly piranha-like fish attacked them, tearing viciously at their private parts. Both men bled to death. It's believed that the penis biters had migrated from Indonesia. Sensing prey by chemical changes in the water, the men's urine triggered their attacked instinct and they pounced.
Yikes, but I can believe it.
The other one that was real, fish swims into boy's penis.
How does that happen?
Though the story is documented, reported, and much written about it, they still don't know if they believe it, the authors. According to a young boy's account, he was cleaning his fish tank at his home in India. He felt an urgent call of nature and proceeded to go and relieve himself while holding a small fish in his hand. The fish wriggled from his grasp and went up into his... The little animal, about 3/4 of an inch long, proceeded to work its way up into the boy's urethra and eventually into his bladder. He went to the hospital where doctors located the fish. They first attempted to remove it through the penis with forceps, and when that didn't work, they employed a special tool used for removing kidney stones with success.
Ew. I'm not believing that. So he's holding it with the fish in the same hand.
It wriggled out of the grasp.
And then managed to fly into the... let's just say cave, or whatever you want to call it.
You and I were talking about Sharknado before we went on the air. This is like something that would happen, like some kind of weird science fiction Thunder Levin type of thing.
Exactly. I mean, the fish to a point would have to have wings to kind of like navigate from the hand and make like a U-turn from the hand into the...
in midair, mind you, and then be able to go right up through the stream, right up, into the entry and zzz all the way up and in.
Yeah, this sounds more like a cartoon.
3/4 of an inch is the fish. The boy, what about the boy? What's the boy?
He's got a wide, whatever.
Oh, very wide.
Think about it.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have one of those, but I mean, you know.
This boy was the Snuffleupagus. That's who this boy was. I made her laugh.
Yes.
Here we go. Next one. The welcome freshman, 29-year-old porn star allowed to go back to high school. The next one, high school band students porn star prom date. Or three, it's official. You can be a porn star and teach high school students. Which one is fake?
I'm going to go with the third one again, but this one's a tough one.
No. It's the first one. The first one, welcome freshman, 29-year-old porn star allowed to go back to high school, is fake. The real one, high school student...
why can't she go back to high school? I mean, porn stars need an education, too.
29. You know what? It's time to say, I made bad choices. I'm moving on in life. Time to go to a cosmetic school,
that's
something
age discrimination.
Else. Wow, look at you. Fighting for the cause over there. Defending America's porn stars. Kate James.
No, the 29-year-olds, really.
There you go. High school band students porn star prom date is real. 18-year-old Minnesota high school student Mike Stone hatched a plan in 2012 to snag a prom date that would turn heads. Ask porn stars via Twitter. He scored when adult film actress Megan Piper agreed to be his date.
Megan Piper.
Megan Piper. Right. The other one, it's official. you can be a porn star and teach high school students. That's real. Australia's Courier Mail issued this sweeping decree in 2011 referring to high school teacher Benedict Garrett, who, when it was revealed that he moonlights as Johnny Angels, a stripper and porn star, was allowed to keep his job by his East London employer. The best part, the muscle-bound Brit, who appeared in movies such as European Honeys 4, was head of sex education at the school. Hey, you know what? The guy's qualified.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? If you need someone to teach sex education, you got a porn star, that's like having a master's degree.
Absolutely. No, make it a PhD.
It's a PhD.
PhD.
All right, here we go. She's 0-2, but she's trying hard. And you know what? She's not
Listen,
bad.
I'm going to practice for next time, okay?
Please do.
Yes.
The next one. Breaking news. Man killed by condom. 700-year-old condom discovered. Historians ecstatic. Or condom truck tips and spills load. Which one is...
The second one.
I just like the last one.
The second one.
Second. Yes, look at you.
All right.
You figured out how to play the game. The second one is fake. What is real? Breaking news. Man killed by condom. Here we go.
Yeah, I'd like to know how that happened.
Well, that's why I'm here. And she brings her own sound effects. Wow. You are a delight on just so many levels.
I wish
levels.
I had a rubber band. I'd do the snapping part.
Hey, now. 31-year-old Gary Ashbrook of New Haven, East Sussex, England, had a truly bizarre way of achieving gratification, as this 2007 headline from the Daily Mirror attests. He was fond of inflating condoms with laughing gas and stretching them over his head. There's no way that habit was going to end anyway but badly, so he was killed by his laced condom.
Ew. Okay.
The other one... Condom truck tips and spills load. Mm-hmm. The sassy headline appeared in the London Free Press in 2008 and has since gone viral, appearing on hundreds of joke compiling websites. However, the story itself is quite legitimate. Two huge tractor trailers collided on Highway 401 outside of London, Ontario, one carrying hundreds of pounds of prophylactics, jackknife, and toppled over, dropping its contents onto the ground. As the writer of the article, April Kemick, noted, the rubber truly hit the road.
That's a good one.
That's a funny one.
That's a good one.
Oh, April, what a kidder she is. Mm-hmm. All right, onward and upward we go. Here we go. Three new ones. Students expelled in laxative cupcake caper. Number two, X-Lax cookie stunt causes emergency plane landing. Or three, breaking news, 5 8th graders charged with laxative-laced donut prank, which is fake.
I'm going with the second one.
Very good.
All
Look
right.
at this. Now
yes.
she's 2-2 at this point.
Yes, gaining credibility here.
Oh, much credibility. The first one is real students expelled in laxative cupcake caper. The New Orleans Times-Picayune featured this 2008 story about one of those it seemed like a good idea at the time moments. Two seniors baked a batch of cupcakes with Miralax in both the batter and the icing, left them in the teacher's lounge at the Patrick F. Taylor Science and Technology Academy. The cops are called. Both students were expelled and faced charges related to poisoning the carried thousands of dollars in fines and potential jail terms of 2 years or more. Both kids were honor students with spotless records at the school and the outside world. The other one that's real, 5 8th graders charged with laxative-laced donut prank. Two 13-year-olds and three 14-year-olds found themselves in hot water. According to this 2007 Fox News story, the loaded donuts were ingested by 19 students and a teacher before the trick behind the treats was revealed. Many students had to go home, but not before the school nurse had a memorable day. The perpetrators were charged with a fake-sounding crime of tampering with a consumer product.
Wow.
And let's see, we got time for a couple more. Man grows third ear on forearm. Scientists stumped. Number two, baby born with second penis on his back. Or number three, woman with two vaginas offered $1 million to make porn movie. Which one
is
I'm
going fake? With the first one.
The first one. And you're correct again.
Yeah,
wow.
Right.
You started off 0-2.
Real slow.
You are rampaging. Once you hit your stride.
I don't know. I just took a deep breath and maybe more oxygen hit some brain cells.
You are like a thoroughbred racehorse that once you get your stride, nothing stops you.
There we go.
Blazing away. All right.
No, it's just oxygenated brain cells.
All right. What's real here? Baby born with second penis on his back. It's terrifying but true. Everything's in Australia. Australia's Daily Telegraph reported the story of a Chinese baby born in 2008. Weight, with one perfectly normal penis and a second, slightly less normal penis positioned in the exact center of his back. He's the victim of a developmental abnormality called fetus in fetu. Doctors removed the little surprise from the baby's back in a 3-hour surgery and pronounced him perfectly healthy and normal. The other one that's real, woman with two vaginas offered $1 million to make porn movie. The Sun ran the headline in 2012 and countless other news sources reported the story. The woman in question, Hazel Jones, has a condition called uterus Delphus didelphus has a double uterus, two cervixes, and two vaginas. Porn giant Vivid Entertainment made her the $1 million offer, which she declined. Now, if she lived in the New York City area, would she call one Holland and the other Lincoln? I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway, much more to do. Stay with us. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Kate James.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.